This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
You know, Al-Quds is one of those places where you just never think that you're going to be able to come here. I think that everything in this place is blessed. And you feel it. That's one thing that stands out to me about the people of Al-Quds is the merchants. They're so generous. Sending salam upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is a legitimate currency here. They tell you, if you can't afford, just send salam upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and that's good enough. One of the things that's amazing to me about Palestine and the Sham in general is how much the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam praised it and how much he loved it and how much he spoke about it. Even though it wasn't Muslim during his time. Like, he's talking about Sham like it is part and parcel of the Muslim world. Ya Tuba al-Sham, Ya Tuba al-Sham, Allahumma barik lana fi Shamina. He says, oh Allah, bless our Sham. He's talking about Sham like it's his, and that's just a manifestation of his prophecy. But it's also a manifestation of the virtue that Sham has. And you feel that when you come here. It's not that all of them don't have options to be here. We've already met this week a number of people who make the choice to live in Palestine, and they make the choice to live in Jerusalem, and they make the choice to sacrifice a comfortable life for a happy life. People who have come and prayed at Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa, you hear words like surreal, you hear words like unbelievable, you hear words like life-changing, being able to meet people who truly go through a lot of challenges, and yet at the same time they still find incredible faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They sacrifice, they have loss, there's trauma all around, and yet you still see resilience, and yet you still see courage, and yet you still see generosity, and yet you still see happiness, and you see warmth, and you feel love. A land of prophets, this is the land of scholars, this is the land of people in Ribat, this is the land of, it's just a place that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen, and its people are chosen, and so it's incredibly inspiring.